So I have a story to tell us this morning, and we're going to tell it up on the screen right here. So if you're not able to see, you're welcome to move and get to a place where you can see better. If the kids want to come down front, they're welcome to do that, but they certainly don't have to. But I love stories. Does anybody else love stories? Yeah, especially Bible stories I love. And stories are kind of like presents. Right? So this is a box that our story is coming in, and it's almost like opening a present. And so let's take a look in here and see what we might have in here to tell the story. We've got this blue thing. I wonder what it is. It could be a mirror. I could look in it and see myself. A lake. You think it might be a lake? I think it might be a lake too. Let's put it up on the board and think of it as a lake. All right, well, let's see what else we have in our box here. I see some dark pieces of felt. Here's one, and another one, and a few more. They could be biscuits. I like biscuits. Does anybody else like biscuits or cookies to eat? Yeah, they could be that. I wonder what else they could be. Do you have any ideas? What else could these be? Chocolate, yeah. Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. They also look a little bit like somebody could get stuck in them. I wonder if, they could be mud, or they could be some rocks. Dirt. Yeah, some dirt. All right, well, let's put those up here. And we'll see. They look like they almost could be dangerous to me, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, let's see what else we have in our story box. I found this strip right here. What do you think? What could that be? Could be a road. Yeah, let's put it on here and see. Could be a road that a car might drive on or that people might walk on. Could be a snake, maybe. Well, when I look in the box, I find another one. Could be a stick. Yeah. Let's put it here near the other one. Yeah, it could be a road in between those two, maybe. Well, look in here, and there's actually two more. Let's see if we put those on. Let's see if we put one there. And one up at the top. Yeah, it kind of looks like a box, doesn't it? Yeah. It could be a fence. I like that. It seems like a safe place to me. Somewhere we could keep animals safe on the inside, like a corral, right? Well, let's look in here. Oh, what is this? Anybody recognize that? Kind of looks like a cloud, yeah, but it's a sheep. And the sheep, well, they like to say in the sheepfold. So let's put a sheep in here. And I've made my sheep pen too small, so we'll scoot that over a little bit. And we'll put another sheep in there. Do those sheep look nice and safe and happy inside the sheep pen there? They do. Let's see, I think we can fit one more on the inside. But right now, the sheep, they're kind of stuck, aren't they? They can't get out. What if we turned this one into a gate that could open and close? Think that's a good idea so they could get out? Maybe so. Well, maybe if we add a shepherd, then that might be a good idea, right? Because we don't want the sheep to wander off and get lost or get hurt or get stuck in the mud, you're right. But if there's a shepherd there, maybe he can show them where to go. Well, a long time ago, there was a man named Jesus, and people came to him because they liked the things that he was saying and the things that he was doing. And he talked about how sometimes he is like a shepherd, that he knows each sheep by name, and that they know his voice. They listen to him, and they follow him, just like sheep do for a shepherd. And so the shepherd might say, "Sheep, come and follow me," and open up the sheep pen. And the shepherd might come over here, near the water where it's good to drink, and the sheep might follow him over there and get something to drink. That would not be good, would it? The shepherd is there to keep them from doing that, though. And then, after the sheep get something to drink, they might be hungry. And so he might take them over here to the green grass. And they could have plenty of nice grass to eat. And maybe they'd want to lay down and take a nap. Do you guys like to lay down and take naps? Yeah. That's about how it is in my house. Yep. Are you? And then, sometimes when they're walking around, they might come to some places that are a little bit dangerous and not safe. And so the shepherd would show them exactly where to go so that they wouldn't get hurt. And they could make it around the dangerous places and be safe. All because the shepherd is there with them, showing them where to go. And then, when it's time to go back, the shepherd would lead them over here into the nice, safe place. You wanted to get stuck? All right, let's put them in the sheep pen, please. Can you put it in for me? Thank you. And once they're all safe on the inside, then the shepherd can close the gate and everybody's good. The fabric just sticks, so it stays. Well, we as a church are taking the next month or so to talk about what it means to be a member of the church. And one of the things that we promise when we become members is that we'll support the church with our presence. Do you know what presence means? Not gifts, but being there, being with people, right? And the shepherd, we see in this story that the shepherd is with the sheep. Except when he gets knocked off. But the shepherd is with the sheep. His presence is with them to watch over them and care for them, make sure they have everything they need and to keep them safe. And we believe that God does that same thing for us. That God is always with us and always watching out for us and watching over us and caring for us. That God's presence is always with us. Can you sit down for me, James? Thank you. And we, in turn, are called to be the same thing for other people. We're called to be there when people need us. When people don't have enough things, we're called to give them what we have. When people are sad, we're called to comfort them. When people need a shoulder to cry on, we can be there for them or listen to them. We are called to be present with one another. And one of the amazing things about the Blakemore Children's Center is how it embodies this value, how it lives out what it means to be present. Do you guys know that your teachers at school love you?
No.
No? Well, you're not part of Blakemore Children's Center, so. But those of you who are, do you know, Miles, that your teachers love you? Yeah. And one of the ways that you know that is that they're always there for you at school. And they teach you what it means to care for each other and to love each other. And your friends, you get to play together and you show each other care and you swing on the swings together and run around on the playground and eat meals together. You are present with each other. And so when we do that, when we are there for each other, when we love each other, we are doing just what God wants us to do. And so today is a day to celebrate and to give thanks. We are thankful for all that the Blakemore Children's Center is. And my hope and prayer is that it continues to shine light and be a presence in the lives of our children for years and years and years to come. Amen.